Floyd by a former Minneapolis police officer, but the deaths of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky, and Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Madigan says that many of the present-day events stemmed from not learning lessons from history. It's a huge wound that has yet to be healed, Madigan said. One of the reasons I believe this is that we don't know what we're healing from. Madigan admits that he was in that category prior to writing the book. He said that he was shamefully ignorant on these matters and said that the look into what happened in Tulsa nearly a century ago started a lifelong journey of education and growth. What I learned was that what happened in Tulsa was completely consistent with what was going on in the rest of the nation at the time, differing only in the matter of degree and scope, Madigan said. It really changed the way I looked at people. I became much more curious about the experience of people different from myself. It's a transformation that he hopes others undergo as well, and believes that it's a step towards creating meaningful change and healing. Just in the last few weeks, Madigan says that he's heard from friends who have read his book and have gone through the same eye-opening experience he did 2 decades ago. 2020 is not the first year that these protests have gone on. Madigan, however, sees the protests from the last few weeks and senses a turning point and something that has been a long time coming. In terms of really drawing this issue out into the open and laying it bare and looking at it with disgust, I think there's no turning back now, he said. What's gone on the last 3 weeks has us heading to a much more just and equitable world. Madigan is a firm believer of the saying that those who don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. He added that matters of the heart can be difficult to articulate, especially if the subject is uncomfortable. However, he says that his book, and taking a deep dive into racism and the problems that America has had over the years, can begin that healing process, particularly for white Americans. My theory is that, especially in light of what's gone on the last 3 weeks or so, that there are millions of white Americans like me who, if they would only learn the history, their hearts would be changed and they would become involved in meaningful change and healing, Madigan said. We need to view the original sin of our country and look at it through in a thorough and meaningful way, however painful it might be. Tim Madigan covered police during his time as a reporter with the Odessa American in the early 1980s. Buy the book. Purchase Madigan's Look at the Tulsa Tragedy and his other books on Amazon. TINYURL.COM/Y8OX642K. Be a positive role model. While 2020 has been quite a year for the history books, if it were a specific chapter, you might need to write an entire book to catalog all of the monumental events that transpired, and we are just only halfway through the year. While today marks Father's Day, a time to celebrate all things Dad, this year seems a bit different. Now, more than ever, our society needs positive male role models, and what better day to reflect upon this need? Kids look up to certain individuals. Among them are athletes and celebrities who children see as their idol and want to be like. But when these so-called idols behave in ways we'd never want our children to follow, we need to step up and be the most influential and positive role models in their lives. Sadly, too many children lack parental participation in their lives, specifically from their fathers. When Dad is gone, whether he is entirely out of the home or not an active participant in raising his child, it carries serious consequences for kiddos whose impressionable minds are shaped by what they see and learn today influencing their future actions into adolescence and adulthood. Although most mothers are nothing short of saints, they need help from the men in their lives and should never have to raise kids alone. According to the Texas State Data Center, a liaison to the U.S. Census Bureau to disseminate census data in Texas, showed all households in Texas counties had an average of 9.1% female single-parent households with children age 18 and younger. Ector County had a much higher percentage, being classified in the 10.1% to 15.2% range of households where mom is the lone parent. A child stands a far greater chance of being successful, confident, and secure when a positive male influence is present in their lives. Without proper guidance, encouragement, support, and discipline, many children lose critical elements in their development into adulthood. Studies show them to be more aggressive, violent, isolated, and disruptive. These particular characteristics are often synonymous with a higher prevalence of drug abuse, crime, mental disorders, and destructive behaviors. Does it mean every child raised without an encouraging male influence is going to turn out bad? Absolutely not. But these children defy odds that otherwise wouldn't be stacked against them had a man willing to take ownership as an integral part of their raising and development. So rather than point fingers or politicize why people crack and do some utterly horrendous things, perhaps that energy should be focused in addressing key issues affecting our society. One is ensuring every child, boy or girl, has a positive male figure in their life. These are the type of men who epitomize the very core of what society needs. Real men, not boys who choose to run from their obligations as a parent. Not a man who chooses to place his own interests over his family and their well-being. See, a real man is not measured by how much money he makes or how many children he's had. It certainly doesn't reflect the property he owns, the car he drives, or the clothes he wears. A real man takes responsibility by upholding what society has so grossly lacked year over year. What is lacking is the decline of men teaching our youth about morality, integrity, honesty, and respecting others, including themselves. Aside from teaching these principles, a real man backs them up by demonstrating these qualities in his everyday life. Not only do they talk the talk, they walk the walk. So where are all the real men? Seeing the prevalence of American children raised in fatherless homes, it is obvious a tremendous shortage exists. Children may resort to watching television and seeing how their heroes carry themselves while the cameras are rolling. I think everyone can agree, heroes don't promote immorality, violence, hate, or who are physically or mentally abusive. Simply siring a child doesn't make a man a father. It takes a commitment to lead kids in a manner toward making them honorable, respectful, and considerate human beings. Unsung heroes do exist and are willing to make a difference. They often aren't on billboards, television, or the playing fields, but rather the dads who make time for their children, to the coaches and youth leaders teaching new skills, building confidence, self-esteem, and morality. Real men are out there. If we truly want to make a difference and right this ship of discourse plaguing our society, men need to act upon fulfilling their obligations as a positive mentor. Every able-minded man with a semblance of morality needs to step up and participate in the lives of our youth. Children learn from the adults in their lives. It's time we start doing a better job. Levi Stone. Master Gardeners. Gardening provides practical ways to stay healthy. By April Ward, Master Gardener trainee. I love playing in the soil. Some of my greatest memories as a little girl is playing in the dirt and making mud pies with my sister while my grandmother worked in the garden. We would search for earthworms, and I remember being so content. Well, now as an adult in my 40s, I'm loving getting dirty again, and gone are the days of well-manicured nails. One day, while I was working in the yard, I started thinking about how relaxed I felt, even though I was pouring in sweat, and knowing that the next day I wouldn't be able to walk from all the squats I had done. As a nurse, I was kind of intrigued, wondering if there was some sort of scientific reason why working in the yard or garden would bring such calmness and relaxation. I researched it a little and found that there is a friendly bacteria called Mycobacterium vitae found in soil that may stimulate the part of the brain that produces serotonin, which in turn has the same effect as an antidepressant drug. This explained my sense of relaxation and calmness that I always feel when I interact with Mother Earth. We are living in some very difficult times right now. I know at times I have felt overwhelmed with the changes we have had to make in our everyday life and sad over everything that is happening in the world. Stress affects our health. Our mental and emotional health is important because it impacts our thoughts and feelings and behavior. Chronic stress can exacerbate serious health problems and can contribute to many health problems. Gardening is a practical and beneficial way to stay healthy. It can contribute to an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. I encourage everyone to play in the soil and get dirty. You don't have to have a large area. You can garden in a small and compact suburban yard. Start small and simple. Gardening is an opportunity to enrich our lives and souls, and it's rewarding. It can give you emotional control in a world that seems out of control. We might think we are nurturing our garden, but we are really nurturing ourselves. There can be no other occupation like gardening in which, if you were to creep up behind someone at their work, you would find them smiling. Mirabel Osler. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, June 21st, 2020, Section A. A Happy First Father's Day by Ruth Campbell. This will be Ryan and Aaron Franklin's first Father's Day. The couple just had their first baby, Robin Lee Franklin, 2 months ago. The baby was born at Medical Center Hospital. "It's exciting," Ryan said. "I didn't know what it would be like. My wife and I tried for a while, so I think we were ready. It was such an awesome experience. I didn't know I could love something so much until I held her the first time." The Franklins celebrated 3 years of marriage June 17th, but Aaron said they have been together for 10 years. "It's been a fun ride so far," said Ryan, who is a sales representative for Standard Sales. He said the three of them will hang out with family Sunday, cook out, and relax. This is the first grandchild for Ryan and Aaron's parents, so Ryan said Robin is being spoiled for sure. Ryan and Aaron have younger siblings, but they don't have children yet. A less pleasant aspect of becoming new parents was having Robin during the COVID-19 pandemic, but everything went well. "Medical Center did great. We went in there at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, and we were leaving there Sunday a little after lunch. The baby was healthy, my wife was healthy, so we were blessed," Ryan said. The Franklins have been limiting their interactions with people. We took precautions too at work. Most of the places that I have to visit, my accounts, they make us wear the masks, and most places check my temperature when I walk in, Ryan said. Aaron said it's been exciting to see Ryan become a dad. We've been together for almost 10 years, she said. It's definitely my favorite growth period. For me, just to watch him grow into being a father, it's been really neat. I've seen a side of him I didn't know existed before. Aaron said having Robin during the pandemic was scary at first. I felt like there was just a lot of information coming in and we didn't know what was true and what we really needed to worry about. But when we went in to have her, we just said a prayer and said it's really all we can do and just hope it would be a good experience, Aaron said. And it was. Medical center was great and our doctor was phenomenal, and so we really had a great experience considering everything going on. It's kind of been hard for me sitting at home all day, every day, but we've gotten used to it, Aaron said. Aaron and Robin have logged some quality bonding time, though. I'm taking advantage of it. I've heard that the baby snuggles go by too fast, so I'm getting all of it in right now. Aaron is a kindergarten teacher at Reagan Elementary School. She said she has 24 students she considered her babies, but now she has Robin. Having one of our own, it's completely different, Aaron said. The website timeanddate.com says Father's Day in the United States is on the third Sunday of June. It celebrates the contribution that fathers and father figures make for their children's lives. Its origins may lie in a memorial service held for a large group of men, many of them fathers, who were killed in a mining accident in Monongah, West Virginia, in 1907. Succession Planting Produces Steady Supply for Harvest by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castanon@ag.tamu.edu. Succession planting is a great method to use when you want to have a steady supply of harvest from your garden. The key is to time out harvest and planting time for your next crop right. You extend your harvest by staggering propagation of the same or different crops, or by planting multiple varieties with different maturing dates. This also helps ensure you do not overload your harvest, causing your fruits and vegetables to rot as you do not have time to eat them all in time. If you plant a row of lettuce 1 week, then another row a couple of weeks later, and so on until the end of the season, you will have a continually fresh supply of lettuce. This method works best with plants that have a short day to harvest period, like radishes, lettuce, spinach, and arugula. You can also make the most of your gardening space and grow different fruits and vegetables as its predecessor is harvested. You may need to supplement your soil with compost in between sowing your seeds to ensure that each harvest has adequate nutrients. This method is referred to as the relay method. After your cool season vegetables are harvested at the end of the spring, plant your warm season vegetables that will thrive in the summer heat. Companion planting will also help you make the most of your garden space. You plant two or more different crops with different maturity dates in the same place. For this method, it is recommended you choose root crops and foliage crops together, such as onion and lettuce, or early maturing radishes with slow maturing carrots. This method will also help encourage diversity and is a great cultural practice to minimize pests and diseases. Another common practice is planting the same crop but different varieties with different maturity dates. Choose early, mid, and late varieties to offer a steady stream of harvest through the season. Succession planting is a great method to utilize for a bountiful harvest throughout the year. Decide what varieties you will plant and where. You can view a list of recommended vegetables in Midland and Ector counties at tinyurl.com/YCF9EHVU. Utilize this list to help you plan for your garden. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Sol Ross hires assistant soccer coach. Alpine. Sol Ross has hired former Shriner University assistant women's soccer coach Taylor Goyen to fill the vacant assistant soccer coach position. Goyen started Tuesday and will work under head coach Marquis Muse in both the men's and women's programs. Muse and Goyen have prior experience with each other from Muse's time as an assistant coach at Wachita Baptist University. I am excited about the opportunity to work with Taylor again, Muse said. He was a player that I coached during my time as an assistant at Wachita Baptist University. He is familiar with my training methods and the expectations I put on players on and off the field. Goyen comes to Alpine after spending the 2019-20 season as women's assistant soccer coach for Shriner University. There, he helped guide the Lady Mountaineers to their sixth consecutive SCAC playoff appearance. Sol Ross State is a university I have always wanted to work at, Goyen said. Muse has done a tremendous job with the women's and men's soccer programs, and I want to be able to help the two programs become a powerhouse. Coach Muse mentored me significantly in my playing career, and it's a blessing to finally be able to work with him. Previously, Goyen was an undergraduate assistant coach for the Austin College men's soccer program during the 2018-19 season. The Kangaroos finished with both their third consecutive winning season and SCAC finals appearance. Goyen's collegiate playing career included stints at Wachita Baptist University 2014-15 and Austin College 2016-17. At Wachita Baptist, he was a part of the 2015 GAC Conference Tournament Championship team. At AC, he played in all 42 games to help the Kangaroos to back-to-back winning seasons. Goyen was an academic all-conference selection his senior year. He graduated from Austin College in 2019 with a BA in political science and holds a United States Soccer Federation grassroots license. He is a native of Frisco, where he developed through the FC Dallas Premier System and helped the team win multiple club titles. At the high school level, Goyen was a two-time all-district selection, including being the school's offensive player of the year in 2013.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, June 20, 2020. Tumbleweed Smith, columnist. Father was artist with a butcher knife, man to be admired. Shortly after I got out of the U.S. Army, I rode one Saturday morning with my dad to his grocery store in Fort Worth. Saturdays were the busiest day of the week, and it was my dad's busiest time. The store opened at 7 a.m., but he was there Saturday mornings at 4 a.m., or so with his butcher knife and meat saw, filling the meat case with delicious-looking cuts of meat. This particular morning, he took time to listen about my Army experiences and what might be ahead for me in the future. He leaned against one meat block and I leaned against the other, and we talked for a couple of hours. It was the best visit from my dad I can recall. He encouraged me in everything I did. When I raced Blaze, my Shetland pony, against neighborhood Cushman motor scooters, he cheered me on. He was in the stands Friday nights when I played trumpet in the high school band at halftime during football games. When I was in plays at Baylor University, he came to see me on stage. When I started a business, he loaned me money. When I started writing, he gave me a typewriter table and a file cabinet. His name was H.L. Lewis. He told people the initial stood for hard luck. Actually, they stood for Herbert Lee. He was valedictorian of his high school class in Athens and was well respected by his fellow students. He was the Pied Piper, someone you just wanted to be around. People came to him at the grocery store for all sorts of advice, which he dispensed while cutting meat. He had a kind look in his eyes. He could calm a crying baby within seconds. He always seemed to have a verse from literature that applied to the topic of conversation. When Gib Lewis was Speaker of the Texas House of Representatives, he used to go to my father's door for a visit just to get his battery charged. He leaned across the meat counter and listened to my dad, who talked while slicing steaks. Gib left with a smile on his face and a spring in his step. My dad's father had a grocery store in Athens and butchered his own cattle. Daddy and his brother would put a side of beef on a wagon and peddle it to residents. They stopped at a house, asked the housewife what cut of meat she would like, and they sliced off a roast or a steak. My dad became an artist with a butcher knife. He knew how to cut at just the right angle on a hind or forequarter to bring out the best flavor of the meat. People came from as far away as Austin to shop for meat at my dad's store. He was active in grocery store associations both on state and national levels. He was a deacon, Sunday school teacher, and mason. He organized a Kiwanis club and served as a lieutenant governor for the Texas-Oklahoma district. He was on the school board. He traveled the world and left my mother in good shape financially. After selling the store, he worked for the bank, where he was a board member. He took courses in finance at TCU and made all A's. He passed away at the age of 64, and there was standing room only at his funeral. I've always wanted to be like him.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 86 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading from the Big Bend Sentinel. Coronavirus live updates for the Big Bend region by Abby Perot, Steve Polson. Last updated, June 25th, 4:22 p.m., read by Melanie. In an announcement on Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he was putting the state's reopening plans on temporary pause due to increased coronavirus case counts and hospitalizations. The last thing we want to do as a state is go backwards and close down businesses, he said, urging Texans to wear masks, wash their hands regularly, and practice social distancing. The latest testing data from the Texas Department of State Health Services
Presidio County, 14 confirmed, including at least 2 recovered. Brewster County, 76, including at least 1 recovered. Jeff Davis County, 0 confirmed. Tri-County area physicians have said there are